B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, hopefully you are ready to rock on a Monday morning. Your best friends, Manny, Roy, Loren, and Nicole are all here. And we're excited to talk about our weekends. Loren, what do we need to know about your weekend? What'd you get into?
I went to the last night's home game last night.
The Charlotte Knights?
Yeah.
Did they win?
I don't know. We didn't stay that
right.
long. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I had the kids, so I didn't stay until the very end. Although Laura did. She came home with one of her au pair friends.
Good.
So those who don't know, Laura is Loren's new au pair, which is like a live-in nanny from another country.
Yep. And what a beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah, it was great. Honestly, it was great. We also went to the alpaca convention on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you with your mom.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Girl Tribe, and then I got dragged to this thing. It was National Alpaca Day, and you know my mom lives for alpacas. Like, she wants a pack of them.
I wish I knew your mom when I had a therapy llama. She would have loved hanging out with me.
So my mom's not as into llama. Like, this is how alpaca obsessed she is. They're not the same to her.
I thought they are the same.
No.
They're like, just different names.
A llama has, like, a longer face or something, and alpaca's, like, face is shorter and cuter.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know.
There used to be a commercial on TV that would say raising alpacas can be lucrative. And they was like, it was like an infomercial on how you can raise and buy alpacas.
Oh my gosh, she would be all in. I know that they come in threes, that you have to have a pack of alpacas. You can't just have one. I've learned so much about these animals that I've never cared to.
Where does one go to the alpaca convention?
It was in Huntersville somewhere.
Yeah.
It was that close?
Literally at like someone's house.
Oh. All right. There's a convention for everything, man.
It was called Alpaca Fest.
There it is. Alpaca Fest.
Yeah. And I only saw six alpacas.
Was there an alpaca DJ spinning?
No, but
spinning music?
Let me just tell you this. This was the most disturbing thing that I had seen all weekend. They had these like life-size, like taxidermied looking alpacas, and of course my mom wants one for our house, and I'm like, no, I can't let you. I can't. I drove. It's not getting in my car. Like, I can't let you do it.
That's funny. What about you, Roy? How was your weekend? I saw your sister's in town.
Yeah, my sister was in town. We had such a big weekend. We went to go look at puppies, and then we went to go, because she's thinking about adopting a dog down here.
Cool.
And we then went to a vineyard up in Troutman. I can't pronounce it. I think it's Davoste or Davoste.
It looked really pretty. Was
beautiful,
it good?
Beautiful, beautiful winery up there.
How was the wine? Beautiful winery.
It was beautiful winery.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was fine wine. It was good.
Good.
And I just got back from Napa, so maybe I'm a little
a little snobby.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Local wine is good.
Yeah. That's great.
So that's good. So your sister came in, no kids, you got to spend time.
Yes, and I felt like such an alcoholic because I kept pressuring everyone to go out. Let's go out. Let's go have a drink. Come on, let's do it. And nobody wanted to go do that.
Meaning Sterling and her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nobody. I had reservations for Idlewild, which is a cute bar. I was like, we can go to Penthouse after. But everybody just wanted to, like, chill at the house. But we did have fun doing that. We watched the Britney documentary.
Britney versus Spears?
No, the one that New York Times did.
Oh.
And then the news came to my house yesterday to interview Sterling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're doing this big exclusive piece, the Charlotte Observer.
You want to talk about a mess he was all day, because he hates he doesn't like to be in the public life. He doesn't even like it when I mention him on the radio.
Yeah, how'd you get him to say yes to this?
I don't know. I think I waited until he was weak or something, and I just asked him. So he was mad, and he's like, I don't understand why they want to talk to me. It's all about you. What do they want to know about me, about you? I don't know anything, because I don't listen to your show.
So what did they ask about?
Just about our relationship, how we met, how the proposals went. They thought it was interesting that I proposed to him, then he proposed to me. They thought that was an interesting concept.
It's going to be a slam piece. I just know it.
And
no, it's not.
You know, and it's so funny. It's because you had the PR version of Sterling, which I think is pretty interesting. You know, you had his representative. Because he was like, yeah, you know, I don't listen to the show. But he talked about how he met me on Tinder, and he knew who I was on the radio and all that, and blah, blah, blah. But meanwhile, I'm like, no, we got into a big fight because you listened to the show. And now you don't, like, you should give them the good stuff.
Right, yes.
Do you tell them that, oh, we had a huge blowout, and then the new rule is that you don't listen.
You know, speaking of alcohol, Roy is the alcohol man. He brought in two giant things of moonshine for us.
That's
so thank
the other
you.
Thing. Yeah, my dad got his moonshine delivered. It came in Maker's Mark bag in case, you know, you get stopped by the police. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're doing a moonshine run, you got to hide the goods.
We drank beer on Friday. We're picking right up where we left off.
I have never seen clear flavored moonshine, by the way.
Good.
That is going to be strong AF.
It's just going to burn.
Yeah, dude. There's two peaches in here in what looks like water.
Normally, it's pure like alcohol. Pink.
Your dad brought the good stuff down from the mountains.
He did, man.
Nice.
He really
thank
did.
You. Tell me some thank
you. You guys want to open it up, take a sip?
Nope, not necessarily. All right.
Real quick, I'll give you my weekend. On Friday night, I went out on a dinner date night with my wife. She didn't like her meal, which always sucks. And then I just thought that the waitress was so nice because she agreed. Because sometimes when, like, it was fish that was undercooked. And, like, I don't know anything about fish. She goes, look at this. Does it look undercooked? And I'm like, I don't know. It looks like a fish. But I don't know. You know, I can tell you what a steak should be.
Yeah.
And so the waitress came over. She goes, oh, yeah, it does look a little undercooked. But I'm going to make you, like, tell me your next favorite thing on the menu. And Amanda told her, and she brought it out. So she got bonus tips for being really good.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
Like that, which I thought was cool. Dean played soccer on Saturday and scored his first, not
Yay.
One, but two goals. And
so
then yesterday the Panthers didn't play, so it was just kind of like hanging out, watching football, enjoying the weather type thing, you know?
Yeah.
So that's our lives. We want to hear from you, 704-570-9595. What's going on in your world? Tons to do today, plus that $10,000 grand prize could be yours.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Coming up in just a little bit, our high school football picks.
I have no clue how I did.
I don't either. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And Nicole hasn't given us any clues as to how we did. High school football picks. We pick games every Friday, and then we find our results out on Monday. And if you missed it, we'll tell you what the bet is that the loser has to pay off. Whoever has the worst record at the end of the season. Now, speaking of football real quick, producer Nicole, pretty exciting weekend for NC State.
Yeah,
yes,
was.
Sir.
Why?
Oh, you're so rude.
I put it in the group text.
Oh, they just won a game? Okay.
Oh.
Okay, and we beat Clemson. That's a big deal for the cardiac pack.
Did you say a cardiac pack?
Yes, because if you cheer for NC State, you know that no win is never easy. It is always...
Yeah, but you got to back up because he doesn't understand the pack reference.
Okay, so we are the NC State Wolf Pack.
Oh, you're the red ones.
We're the red ones,
yeah, okay.
Yes.
So they're cardiac pack because it's like, you know, like sometimes they call the Panthers the cardiac cats because they'll give you a heart attack watching them.
And this game went into double OT.
So let me tell you where my mind went. They're red, cardiac, blood. That's what I
thought. Blood splatters everywhere during the game. Anyway, congratulations to NC State. Big win. Clemson is just cooked this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to say
it's
but
it's time. They've had their run. Yeah. They've had their years. That's our first time beating them. All the years that I was there, we never beat Clemson. I'm pretty sure that's the first time in like a decade we've beat them.
I gotta say, when it comes to college football, of course the Hokies is my go-to team. And then it has to be the Tennessee Volunteers because they scream, go Vols. And on TV, it sounds like they're screaming, go
Balls.
Go Balls.
Yeah.
And that's really funny,
that's funny to
me.
Yeah.
I'm watching TV and I hear crowds screaming, go Balls.
I love that that's why that's your team.
Yeah, it's funny.
Also, their mascot's cute. All right, real quick. These are subjects that kids wish they learned in school. So if you're a teacher and you're heading off to class today, maybe listen to one of these and try and teach the students some of these off this list that we got from SWNS Digital, okay? There was 30. We'll just do like 10.
Okay.
How to be brave. Should be a subject.
How do you be brave?
Gotta ask the teachers.
Like, how do you teach that?
How to eat healthy?
Oh, that really needs to be taught.
Didn't we learn that in health class?
I was just about to say that. No. Yeah, but they teach, like, the food pyramid. And the food pyramid is not...
It's trash.
It is trash.
It's trash. You know why it's trash? Because the food pyramid was commissioned by the Department of Agriculture, not the Department of Health and Human Sciences. Why would you let the farmers pick what should be on the freaking pyramid? You let the doctors pick it. The food pyramid's trash.
I don't even know what's on the food pyramid. My wife has yelled at me several times.
No, there are not cookies.
Like, I gave the kids bacon and sausage the other day, and she was like, that's two of the same thing. And I was like, not really.
It sounds great, by the way. I want to go to breakfast at your house.
Come over. Here's class the subjects that the kids wish they learned in school. How to cheer someone up. How to be good at video games.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
How to make my favorite meal.
Home cooking? Yeah, home ec.
Home ec, though.
Well, and by the way, speaking of which, to go back to the video games, our buddy Scott, who comes out to the Back to School for Teachers 2 every year, he teaches down in Union County, and they build video games.
Creating video games is different teaching you how to be good at it.
Okay. How to look after pets. That's another subject that kids want to learn in school.
Did you guys have to do the baby thing? Like, did you have the egg and the baby?
Mm-hmm. I had a Cabbage Patch Kid.
I had an egg and a baby. Threw that baby right in the locker.
What did you carry around? Flour?
We had to do both. So we had an egg first, and then you graduated to the baby. But our babies, like, really cried. They really peed. They really, like, did everything
a baby does.
Yeah.
No wonder why you waited so long to have children.
Right?
And they, like, somehow knew when you dropped the baby. I guess there was, like, sensors in it or something.
Really? No, we just had a Cabbage Patch Kid. They were probably like, listen, just try and take care of this thing. Don't cut its hair. And the last one is how to be a YouTube star. These are subjects that kids wish they learned in school.
Oh, I think it's a problem that everybody wants to have an audience. Everybody wants to be an influencer.
Okay, but hang on a second. Let me back up here because I don't necessarily not agree with that. Because if you have a business, a lot of people use social media to further their business. And I do think it is important in some way, shape, or form, and that should be considered marketing.
You know what's funny is we have a DM drama for later this morning where it's somebody's mom DM'd us and said that their son is dating someone and her job is to be an influencer and she wants our opinion on it. But wait to hear like what she does for like influencing.
Okay.
We'll do that later on. Also, don't forget, we got that Maney, Roy, and Loren stash of cash at 8 a.m. This morning.
I totally forgot about that. We have to give you $500 coming up at 8 a.m., and then we'll give you a keyword that could unlock the vault to $10,000.
We'll check in on our high school football picks coming up, and we'll tell you the big bet that the loser of the high school football picks has to fulfill. We announced it on Friday. If you missed it, we'll have it for you coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Bad Habits at Sheeran, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. High school football pick of the week. Each of us here on the show are picking local high schools, rooting for them, and hopefully they win because if they lose, the one with the worst picks is going to have to do a challenge. Now, we announced it Friday that the new challenge for this year's high school football pick of the week involves us being outside in our underwear with a sign that says, I'm a loser. And it's going to be freezing cold.
Is there a reason you keep looking at me, Maney? Because I feel a little attacked over here.
I like to see your reaction when he says what the bet is.
Because I know I'm going to lose.
You might not. The season is long.
Yeah.
The season is long, and as of now, you only have two losses. I don't have any, and Nicole and Roy have one. So you're not that far out.
And who knows? Nicole could announce that one of us is now tied with you.
I need Maney to go down. Like, if Maney, no offense.
Why, so that we could both be out there again?
No.
In our underwear?
No. But, like, at least if you had, like, one loss under your belt, I would feel slightly better. I just feel so behind.
By the way, someone texted in and said, do y'all just pick North Carolina games? We don't. In fact, we don't just keep it to Mecklenburg County. Like, we'll pick all over the state wherever you can hear us. We're not going up to, you know, the Raleigh area.
I tried picking Myrtle Beach, but I was told no.
Yeah, it's too far. We've got to be in the listening audience.
I know, but Myrtle Beach had a good market.
All right, producer Nicole, what do you got for us? How do we do this weekend?
All right, who wants their fate first?
Me, please. Just get it over with.
All right, Lauren. Roy chose Salisbury for you so that you could have a layup. It was a layup. You won 69-6 against West Davidson.
Thank you.
For West Davidson, they're 0-3.
Can I kiss you?
Yeah.
How many do you
need?
Why?
Oh, thank you. So sweet.
Thank you. That's a good kiss on the cheek.
Interesting. So that brings you to 3-2.
Interesting, right? Yeah.
She's so excited. She's still probably in the last, but she's so pumped. Yep.
So what's her record?
Her record is 3-2.
Okay.
Okay.
3-2. All right, let's go to, I guess, me. I'll take mine.
Okay. You chose South Mecklenburg.
Mm-hmm.
And you won 44-10.
Yes, over Barry. Thank you, South Mech Sabres.
Which keeps you undefeated at 5-0.
I am 5-0. Now, by the way, you can only choose the school once, so I can't be going back to South Mech.
Right.
Okay.
All right, I chose Kings Mountain over North Gaston.
And Roy, you are also a layup, winning 56-0.
Wow. I mean, at what point does the other team just fire up the buses, guys?
So far, our three teams combined beat the opponents 220-5.
Yeah, so that brings you to 4-1. Yeah, 4-1.
How'd you do, Nicole?
And I won as well. Mine was not a layup, though. Charlotte Catholic beat Independent 17-6. So that brings me to 4-1 as well.
All right. We're always looking for schools. Who do you think we should pick? You can text us throughout the week, and we'll always go with your choices, too, if you give us good reasons to. Congratulations, everybody.
Yay.
Wins around the board. And now, Loren, you can be calm for the rest of the morning.
At least I'm not behind
anymore. At least you're not behind. What's up with men's feet and cheating?
So there's a new study. The Sun did the study, and they came to find out that men with big feet are most likely to cheat.
Oh, gosh.
Roy.
Oh, no.
And I think you're specific. Well, maybe not.
I'm 15.
You are like a 15.
I'm size 15. What's the cheating size?
So men with size 11 were found most likely to cheat.
Those are itty-bitty feet.
I'm 10 and a half. I'm free.
With, no, you're not. With 29%. A 10, 25% most likely to cheat.
I'm 10 and a half.
Okay, well, it's still 10.
My toe would poke out of a 10.
To be clear, that's not big feet.
No, I know.
That's not big feet. That's small feet to me.
I don't know.
Whoa.
10 and a half is average. You have big feet. Show the camera.
Size 13 and above, you are 21% most likely to cheat.
That's you.
Me. How am I going to get my foot?
All right, now, Loren, put your foot next to his so that you...
I don't think the camera can see it.
I mean, it looks like Roy's got two flippers. You know what you swim with in the pool? That's what it looks like he's wearing, and he's wearing sneakers today.
Well, here's the thing. I went on a snorkeling experience, and everyone had to get flippers,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have any flippers for my big old cloud feet. And the guy was like, "Hey, your feet's pretty much a flipper. Like you,
yeah.
Like you essentially,
you were born with a fin.
Yeah,
two of them.
Yeah, he's like, you'll be fine out there.
Roy goes to SeaWorld. People pay to see it.
People pay to see me.
So people with big feet are likely to cheat, but I agree with Roy. Like 10 and a half and 11s. I think are average.
I think this is the majority of men.
Y'all are in trouble. No wonder why War of the Roses happens and works every single week.
Right. Yeah. You guys with average feet. All you average guys.
Any scientific reason?
Okay, so it says the size 10 and above were twice as likely to cheat as men with size 7 feet or smaller.
Size 7? There's guys with size 7. What?
I know. That's like what I
women,
would be
yeah.
in a... A guy's shoe, I think.
I don't know.
I do know that I have such huge feet, and it's hard to find shoes my size.
Everything's big, dude.
I know. I'm a big guy.
Size 10 and a half, they cheat the most because they're more likely to run when they're busted.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm kind of bummed out that I have big feet because I never got really tall.
Is it hard for you to drive a car? Like, do you have a problem? Because there's not a lot of room at the bottom there.
Yes.
Where you can move your feet from the brake to the gas.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. It is not the easiest to drive with size 15 feet.
Yeah, because your foot could get wedged down there in between the floorboard and the console.
And my shoes are massive, so yeah. It's not easy being me.
All right, that article will be up at kiss951.com. Men with big feet are likely to cheat. Coming up after 7, though, we're going to talk to producer Nicole. She dropped a little nugget on the rap party on Friday. We'll get into that. Don't go anywhere. Happy Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Yes, happy Monday. We are hooking you up with cash. We got a text from someone who said, I play the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Show Stash of Cash every time, all day long while I'm at work, in the car. I make sure to text. She said she's expecting a baby and she wants to use that money to decorate her new nursery.
Nice.
Yes. So be like this texter from area code 980 and play the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Show Stash of Cash. You can win $500 instantly at 8 a.m. this morning and, of course, be in the grand prize for $10,000. So that would be a nice nursery. 8 a.m. this morning, your first shot at the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Show Stash of Cash.
All right, so on the rap party. Oh, listen to me.
Oh, crap.
We go to producer Nicole's room and you just hear spa music.
I can pot her up on the computer and then, you know, so we could talk to her because she's in a different room.
And she's on that frequency spa music to have a good day. Well, listen, on the rap party, which is on the MRL On Demand podcast, Nicole, you revealed something. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. I straight up lied and not fibbed. I lied to an employer back in college because I wanted to quit.
Okay.
Do you have to really give a reason why you want to quit when you quit a job?
Nope. No.
But yet we do. And when you were telling the story on the rap party, I was like, yeah, I would do something like you did, Nicole.
Yeah. And like, there's no, like, looking back on it now, like at 29 years old, I'm like, I would never do something like that, but in college, I mean, I was a sophomore in college. I probably, you know, I was doing the job for extra money, and I guess I just felt so bad for, like, I guess I felt like I was going to let them down or something, so I created a better opportunity in my head, and I told them about said better opportunity, and was like, yeah, I have to go. Like, I got to do this.
All right. Well, tell everyone what this was.
To play basketball overseas?
Yeah. To get paid to play professional basketball.
No.
I understand what Nicole is saying, though, about like not wanting to let people down, because I do the same thing. I mean, I don't lie, but like I will get myself into situations where I'll say yes to things because I don't want to let them down. I wish I could lie about it.
You got to be more like Roy and just be like, no.
I know.
Yeah, you really just got to tell people no.
Producer Nicole quit a job and lied to why. And we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What lie did you tell your employer you had to quit? Like, what was the lie you told them?
I would imagine if you did lie, it's because you actually like your boss and you care about their feelings. you know what I mean? Like, because if you're fed up with your job, you'd be like, deuces, I'm out.
I wonder if anyone ever checked up and like Googled producer Nicole's name to see like what she was doing overseas.
Right, because your lie was one of...
My lie was so dumb.
Like, you didn't even say like, hey, I just got another job that pays better, right. Even if you didn't. You were like, I'm going overseas to play professional basketball, deuces. And where? What was this place?
Jimmy John's.
See, what you were afraid of is you'd be like, well, listen, I got another offer at Subway, and I'm going to go work there. And then they would try to retain you and pay you more money. And so you're like, let me just come up with the most outlandish thing so they won't even try to keep me.
Honestly, Yeah, probably. Yeah. That is way more likely. I guess I just didn't want the guilt trip because that's where I go wrong. Like, Lauren, you say yes. Like, for me, I say yes, but then I want to say no. And it, like, I bail so often, and I need to, like, get in the mindset of, like, it's a, like, if you don't feel like doing something, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I have to create a lie.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jimmy Johns. I'm heading overseas to play basketball. I'm going to fulfill my dream of playing overseas. Oh, what country?
Don't worry about it.
The thing?
China? Yeah. Maybe China? I'll go Olympics. I'm in the Olympics.
All right, 704-570-9595. We'd love to hear from people who did the similar thing that producer Nicole did. You quit a job, but you told them a lie about what you were doing next.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Lisa.
Hi.
Well, aren't you just a chipper one this morning?
I've been up. I've been to the gym. I'm, like, ready to go.
Wow. Mr. Brown, here, you a senseless survey. Got to get these questions in, okay? You didn't fill the back part, and I gotta ask the questionnaire.
Yeah, I got your voicemail, but I don't think I signed up for anything.
Just by you being a living, breathing, patriotic American, you signed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep, that's the way it works.
Did I win anything?
No, we just got to ask you these questions. Are Krispy Kremes crispy?
They can be, I guess. They're a donut.
Okay.
So.
Let's talk about high school bands. You know, they show up to support the football team and they blow their little instruments and whatever, but do you ever see the football players showing up to band concerts?
No.
Yeah, bullcrap.
Yeah, no. They're no.
If you took a million guys named Miles and lined them up for a mile, would it be a million miles mile long?
I guess it depends on how tall they were.
Are you being okay? Are you being followed?
Who is this? Who is this?
I already told you, Mr. Brown, Lisa. Keep up.
What?
Do you give forehead kisses?
Yes, but why are you asking me these questions? These are the most ridiculous questions ever.
You know, your parents told you not to talk to strangers.
I guess.
Yeah. Here we are.
Wow.
Yep.
That took a turn.
Yeah, you didn't listen to your mom and dad.
Is this the guy from, like, the cleaners? Is that how you got my number? Because it's on my receipt? Like,
well, it's laundromat, number one. And number two, no.
Wow. Now this has turned creepy.
No. Listen, I'm a friendly stranger. You may know me by the name of Roy from the Mandy Roy on the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
No!
Yes! Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Holy crap. I'm so dumb.
Your coworker.
I should have recognized your voice.
Your coworker, Debbie, reached out to us and said that you got to get Lisa. So there you go.
Oh, man. She's so dead.
I love that senseless survey. And I'll tell you, it's amazing how much free time Lisa had.
Oh, my gosh. She went to the gym.
Yeah.
She had breakfast.
And sat there and answered your questions and laughed about it.
Yeah.
Like, she stayed on the phone with a complete stranger.
No.
Most people you call are annoyed and they, like, just wait on. They wait for the next question so you can be more annoyed than the one before.
I answer the phone, and even if it starts with, thank you for taking my call, I hang up. I didn't ask for it.
By the way, there was also another little nugget in that senseless survey. Did you hear what she said?
No.
I got your voicemail.
Oh.
Which means that Roy wears these people out till they answer.
So, yeah, typically.
So do you leave the studio number and tell them to call back into the studio?
Yeah. Well, we have a special, special phone number.
That studio down the hallway. Yeah,
yeah. I just tell them to call back, and I'll do about.
Important.
And then it depends on if I'm calling three people or just one person. But yeah, I'll drill someone until they answer.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. I have no idea. How
what
elaborate.
Do you want?
No, not Lisa. She's like, oh yeah, I got your voicemail. I'm waiting to hear back from you.
No, nobody answers the phone anymore. No. That's why these things are too complicated.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, ring it
now. It's time for Can't Beat Lorenz. Sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Brooke, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren. We're going to see how you do in five pop culture questions going up head-to-head against me.
Now, Brooke, it says you played before in Chesney. How did you do the last time you played?
I tied her every time.
Tied her?
Okay. All right. Let's see how you do today, Brooke.
All right, Loren, get to stepping.
I'm going.
She's walking out of the studio. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Brooke and Chesney, here we go. Two co-hosts of this all-girl talk show tested positive for coronavirus on Friday and were swept off the stage before Vice President Kamala Harris took the stage. What talk show is that? The all-girl talk show. Three.
Oh, God. Is it Girl Talk?
Okay. Question number two. Blake Shelton and Ariana Grande are having a laugh at the tabloids talking about how Blake might need to be replaced now that Ariana is there. Their coach is on what singing competition show?
The Voice.
Question three. Last week, we learned that Netflix would be releasing a Britney Spears documentary, and now we know they'll also be releasing a Kanye West documentary. Which Kardashian was he married to?
Why am I going blank?
Kanye was married to three, two.
Not Courtney.
One. No answer there. You gonna take it? All right. Question four. Hollywood's Academy Museum of Motion Pictures opened this weekend, and the leader of the Little Monsters performed. What's her name?
Lady Gaga.
And question five. Pat Sajak says the clock is ticking on his time as a host of this game show.
Wheel of Fortune.
Come on in, Loren.
All right, Brooke and Chesney got four correct, Loren.
Okay.
I hope you lose.
Oh, thank you.
Here's to giving away some cheer wine, hopefully. Okay. Question number one. The two co-hosts of this all-girl talk show were whisked off stage after testing positive to coronavirus before Vice President Kamala Harris took the stage. What talk show is that?
The View.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Brooke said Girl Talk. It's 1-0.
The View is the answer we were looking for, Brooke.
Oh, man.
Blake Shelton and Ariana Grande are having a laugh at the tabloids talking about how Blake might need to be replaced now that Ariana is there. Their coach is on what show?
The Voice.
That's right, 2-1.
And last week we learned that Netflix is going to be releasing a Britney Spears documentary, and now we've heard that they're going to be releasing a Kanye West documentary. Who is he married to?
Kim Kardashian West.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
That wasn't an easy one for Brooke. She worked it out in her head. She went through all the Kardashians and finally got to Kim. Hollywood's Academy Museum of Motion Pictures opened this weekend, Loren, and the leader of the Little Monsters performed there. Her name is?
Lady Gaga.
That's right. It's 4-3.
And Pat Sajak says the clock is ticking on his time as a host of what game show?
Wheel of Fortune.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Loren, you have 105 wins.
Brooke, that first one got you. It's usually the easiest.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking, but I know I can't beat Loren. But I do have one thing, if you don't mind, I can say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today is my mother and my sister's birthday, so I would like to say happy birthday to them.
Aw, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What's their names, Brooke?
My mom's name is Jane Hamrick, and my sister's name is Sarah Blackwell.
Happy birthday to
Jane and Sarah. Happy birthday. Woo! We're going to be like Golden Corral. We're all going to come out and start clapping.
Happy birthday. Have a great day, Brooke.
Thank you, too.
All right.
We'd be horrible waiters.
Yeah, we would be horrible. Do you ever notice, by the way, that when the waiters come out to sing happy birthday to people, they immediately mope back to their job?
Well, have you ever witnessed the recruit to get people to join them and nobody wants to? That's interesting.
I always used to join in.
Oh, my gosh. There's some people that you have to beg. Like, please, just come. It's table 43. It's their birthday. Oh, okay, fine. If you do my side work tonight, I'll do it.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
How dare you?
Come on. It's not that bad, or it wasn't that bad.
Everybody, if you can safely do so, go to at the MRL show on our Instagram. I have done my own detective work, Roy. Okay. I went and found the picture. Loren cut her own son Jackson's hair. He had a beautiful head of hair.
Yes, but I mean, here's the thing. His hair grows like weed. So I have cut his hair since he was like 8 months old, and I've always done it at home because I just like shave the whole thing with a hair clipper, and then when it comes back, it all just sticks straight. He looks like a little fluffy duck. You know, like the little teenage ducks? Mm-hmm. That's what he reminds me of when his hair's long. So when it gets...
Hold still, Jax.
About that long, this is what we do.
You gotta take him to a place.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Because he normally sits for me. Well, when I tried to cut it Thursday, he would not sit still. So... I got a little close in some places.
The front doesn't look that bad.
Thank you.
The front wasn't that bad.
The back.
The back. Where, because you know, you have like crevices in the back of your head. Uh-huh. So every time I would like try to go up the crevice, he would move. And I must have like not nicked him where he was like bleeding, but like where you could see like straight skin four times.
So I'm looking at the back of your son's hair. I can see redness from where I guess you were so close. And then it kind of looks like somebody was attempting to design. Attempting, like maybe they're trying to write cursive back there. I mean, it's a rough. The back is rough.
Please, please, if you can, go to at the MRL show on Insta if you can safely do so, and look at this picture. This is not on Jax. Your son is cute as hell. The haircut you gave him is awful. You got to take him to a place.
I like his haircut. Now, I took him somewhere on Friday to have it fixed because. You try to save a few bucks and you're like, oh, it's stupid because you're just going to shave it anyway. I'll just do it myself. And then it was so bad that I had to take him. And then Cash, of course, wanted a haircut because Jackson was getting a haircut because they fight over everything. So then I'm double out what I would have just been if I would have taken Jax the first time while Cash was in school. So, yeah.
We would love to hear your haircut horror stories. Did someone cut your hair when you were younger? Maybe your parents did your hair, or maybe you did your brother or sister's hair. Haircut horror stories, please.
704-570-9595. Now, I'm okay, Loren, with you cutting your son's hair. My mama cut my hair all the way up until I was...
Until you moved here.
Until I moved here, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things Roy said when he first got here over 5 years ago now was I got to find a hairdresser. Oh, you left your good one behind in Roanoke? No, my mama used to do it.
Yeah. She cut everyone's. My dad's hair, my hair.
See, and during the pandemic, I cut everybody's hair. I cut Cash's hair. I cut Jackson's hair. I cut Dallas's hair.
It's time. You're vaccinated. Just go to the hair.
I know, but Jackson just wouldn't sit still on Thursday.
It's too short for him.
I like
it. It's not his look.
It's very Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. By the way,
whatever makes you sleep, whatever is good.
I'll also throw this out there because it's hilarious. Go look and see. She was at a damn alpaca convention on top of it. So if you don't care about Jax's hair, I get it. Go look at the damn fake alpaca he's sitting on.
And that was even honest to God, that was like, it was creepy, but there were really taxidermied alpacas.
Oh my gosh.
That stood like real life size.
Nothing yells more about, nothing yells Carolina than an alpaca festival. Let's talk with Elizabeth in Lexington. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Good morning. My husband shaves his own head and he left the razors on the counter. And while I was changing my 1-year-old's diaper, I hear my three-year-old start to laugh and giggle, and I'm like, well, that's weird. He's in the bathroom. So I go in there, and he had this long, luscious hair and had shaved it straight down the center of his head.
I put a skunk line in.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then he had the guard on it, but even with the guard, it was almost completely bald in the center. And we did our best to, like, shave around it and make it just a normal buzz cut, but it was terrible. And we had a baby shower and a wedding that weekend, and it was just, it was a nightmare.
Doesn't it always work out that way, Elizabeth? You do it when you have something to do. The kids always get into mischief, cut their hair, get hurt right when you have something big to do.
Well, and thank you so much, Elizabeth, for calling. How about when I proposed to my fiance? Of course, he didn't know he was going to get proposed to. He's cutting his hair because we're in the pandemic, and that's just what you did. And he messes up, so he just shaves it bald. I go into the bathroom. I'm like, what? I'm freaking out because I'm like, the photos tomorrow are so important, and you're bald.
Corey in Washington, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so I'm 17 years old, and I had this huge afro. When I pull my hair down, it goes past my shoulder. My dad said that I didn't keep it tidy enough, so he took me to the barbershop, put me in the chair, and made them shave it completely bald, a buzz cut. I was so pissed off. I got out of the chair, and I walked home over a mile and a half. For a week.
How does it stand now?
Well, now I can't even grow my hair back anymore. That was like 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Your dad. How dare he? Thanks for sharing, Corey.
You can't grow your hair. He's only 17. How can
he was 17.
Oh, he was 17 when that happened.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought
that guy sounded like a 17.
Yeah. Well, Brian and I both looked at each other like, he's 17.
Good gosh.
Haley, state your age, please, for Roy.
So we can confirm your voice to make sure it matches. Haley of Statesville. Love it up in Statesville, by the way. Tell us your story.
So my daughter had just started kindergarten, and she had a long, beautiful, curly hair. Everyone told her she should be the next Shirley Temple, right? Mm-hmm. She asked me one day for a haircut. I'm like, no, baby, we'll talk about it later. I'd go outside to smoke a cigarette and come back in, and she had cut it from underneath the ponytail, like on the scalp side.
Oh,
I cried. Like, she's like, what'd I do? I cried like a little baby for like 3 days.
That's funny. I know we're laughing in here, Haley, but I know it's horrible for you moms and dads out there. Thanks. And then if you get a minute, like we said, head over to at the MRL show on Insta, and you can go see the picture of Jax, which Loren just slaughtered his hair.
I think he looks cute now.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
If you're just joining us, and like we say, if you could do so safely, either, you know, when you're out of the car or when you get to your job or from home, go to at the MRL show on Insta and look at the haircut that Loren gave her son Jackson. And I'm not hating on you. You were the one that said it on Friday.
I know.
That you made the mistake of cutting the hair wrong.
100%. Like, the back of his head was a hack job. I think he looks cute now that it's fixed.
Well, that's good. Somebody texted, oof. I just saw the picture. And then Nicole, this other someone named Nicole commented, so cute. The front doesn't look bad, but the back, girl.
I know. I know. Rough.
I mean, it looks like you tried to do a Harry Potter lightning bolt design back there. And
yeah.
I think I see a Christmas tree.
It's like an ink blot test. Like, what do you see?
Right. I feel like I'm in my psychiatrist's office.
And since we're talking about you, can we just stay with you for a minute?
Yeah. Since we're talking about you, can we just go ahead and rag you a little more?
No, this is not a rag. Now, the hair is a rag. This is like, you went to an alpaca convention at someone's house?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. My mom's really into alpacas.
Yeah. By the way, this is her tradition. She does it every year.
Yeah. And when I woke up on Saturday, apparently it was National Alpaca Day, and there were all these events going on throughout the world, I guess. Well, there was Alpaca Fest that was happening in, like, the Huntersville area, like, kind of out in the
sticks.
Yeah. And, it was at someone's house. Like, we rolled up, and I was like, is this right? By the way, Alpaca Fest had 6 alpacas. That was it.
Wow. Oh.
They really got to amp up Alpaca Fest.
I mean, is that 6 more than last year?
No. So, like, 2 years ago, we went to the one that was an actual convention. I can't remember exactly where it was, but, I mean, like, hundreds and hundreds of alpacas.
Well, maybe Huntersville has a law where it's one alpaca per acre. Since you're at someone's house.
One pack an acre.
You know, they're so dangerous. They don't want to pack the alpacas up too much. Do you get to go in and touch them and pet them and, like, sit on them?
You can't sit on them, but you can go in and touch them and take pictures with them. But I guess, like, the fest part was more about, like, the products that the alpacas, that you can make with their fur. You know, I guess they get shaved down.
We have so many people that listen to us that are from other parts of the country or even inside North and South Carolina. There's festivals that we don't know about.
Yep.
Like, there is something called Toad Fest in Arkansas in a town called Toad Suck. That's the name of the town, dead serious. And it's Toad Fest, and everybody brings toads, frogs, and you bring them and you race them. And, like, they have toad races on Saturdays and Sundays at Toad Fest in Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Such a funny name.
I'm telling you, it's true. I lived in Little Rock.
I don't think I want to live in a town that has the word suck in it. You know what I'm saying?
I think that was one of our imaging pieces. It was like broadcasting live from a porta potty in Toad Suck. But we want to hear about the festival that you either know about or that you've actually been to. Like, what strange random fest have you been part of?
704-570-9595.
Where's the Lorenz? You know, the people that go to Alpaca Fest.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. So many crazy festivals and conventions are going on right here in the Carolinas. Lorraine over the weekend went to an Alpaca Fest, as she does so annually.
A28 texted in, said Shelby has the Liver Mush Fest. It's a family tradition. We go every year. Hmm. There's a Cooter Fest down in Allendale, South Carolina.
What do you do at Cooter Fest?
I don't know. That's your cousin. That's your cousin's nickname.
They breed turtles. Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, I didn't know you could breed a turtle.
There's the Woolly Worm Festival. We know that. Banner Elk hosts that. That's kind of cool.
I don't think I know what that is either. What's a woolly worm?
Like those worms, the inchworm things?
Okay.
Somebody just hung up. I was going to ask you for more information, caller, about it.
Can we even say this? Is this a thing?
Well, we said Cooter Fest.
I know, but this is turkey. I'm not saying it. Somebody else say it.
Oh, it's the Turkey Testicle Festival.
Why wouldn't you say Turkey Testicle Festival? That's a great name.
I'm not saying that.
That's in Huntley, Illinois, by the way.
I used to go to Maple Fest. It was a whole festival dedicated to maple syrup. It was really good. You'd have maple syrup pancakes, maple candies.
That's not bad. I would go to that.
Yeah.
Somebody said there's a Crawl Daddy Festival.
I'd be into that.
Yeah, me too.
That's in Little River, South Carolina. The Garlic Festival in New York. Oh, that must stink.
I would go. I love garlic.
You know, we have that Greek festival over here. That's good, though. That's food and stuff. Like the Turkey Testicle Festival. I don't know if I'm eating there. You know what I mean? Like, right. I might skip and take something to, you know, on my way home. I might stop at McDonald's instead.
I'm all set.
I kind of want to try it. I think it'd be good.
But how do you even know that you're eating that? You think that maybe it's just like whichever turkey has the biggest gobbler? You know what I mean?
Is that what they call it?
That's what I'm calling it to try and be safe. Like maybe you're not eating it. Like, the Alpaca Festival, you're not eating the alpacas.
Yeah, you're right. It is a little weird to go to an animal festival to eat it, I guess. Yeah.
Someone said in Spain there's a baby jump festival. Look it up. And it's where people jump over babies.
Isn't there, like, a rattlesnake festival?
Something for everyone. I mean, there's a festival for everyone.
There's a car wash convention my dad goes to every year in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Does your dad swing by the Fire Ant Festival in Georgia, 478 okay, says?
You know what? I think people are just making up festivals.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Lisa.
Hi.
Well, aren't you just a chipper one this morning?
I've been up. I've been to the gym. I'm, like, ready to go.
Wow. Mr. Brown here, you a senseless survey. Got to get these questions in, okay? You didn't fill the back part, and I gotta ask the questionnaire.
Yeah, I got your voicemail, but I don't think I signed up for anything.
Just by you being a living, breathing, patriotic American, you signed up.
Oh, Okay.
Yep, that's the way it works.
Did I win anything?
No, no. We just got to ask you these questions. Are Krispy Kremes crispy?
They can be, I guess. They're a donut.
Okay.
So.
Let's talk about high school bands. You know, they show up to support the football team and they blow their little instruments and whatever. But do you ever see the football players showing up to band concerts?
No.
Yeah, bull crap.
Yeah, no. No.
If you took a million guys named Miles and lined them up for a mile, would it be a million miles mile long?
I guess it depends on how tall they were.
Are you being okay. Are you being followed?
Who is this?
I already told you, Mr. Brown, Lisa. Keep up.
What?
Do you give forehead kisses?
Yes, but why are you asking me these? These are the most ridiculous questions ever.
You know, your parents told you not to talk to strangers.
I guess.
Yeah, here we are.
Wow.
Yep.
That took a turn.
Yeah, you didn't listen to your mom and dad.
Is this the guy from, like, the cleaners? Is that how you got my number? Because it's on my receipt? Like,
well, it's laundromat. Number one, and number two, no.
Wow. Now this has turned creepy.
No. Listen, I'm a friendly stranger. You may know me by the name of Roy from the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
No!
Yes! Yes.
Holy crap. I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb.
Your coworker,
I should have recognized your voice.
Your coworker, Debbie, reached out to us. It said that you got to get Lisa. So there you go.
Oh, man. She's so dead.
Well, we have to tell Lisa thank you for letting us put you on the Census Survey. Roy's got a stack of people he's got to call this week to get people to play along. Every Wednesday, every Monday, 7:20 and 8:20, the Census Survey. Ridiculous questions from our buddy Roy. Yeah, I'm doing something kind of cool tonight, but I don't know all the details on it. I'm making pizza for a good cause.
Oh, yeah, I heard with Lorenzo's.
Yeah, you going to come out?
Yes, I am.
But let me get Steve from Lorenzo's on. He's the owner, because I want him to make sure that I'm going to learn how to flip the pizza up in the air.
Wait, so you're actually making my pizza?
I better be, or I'm not going.
Oh.
What am I going to do, serve people? I'm better than that. I want to be in the kitchen making
pizza. I'd just go to eat if I were you.
I'll eat.
I would like a professional to make my pizza.
You wouldn't eat a Manny-made pizza?
No. Nope.
How dare you, Roy?
But I've seen you make food.
All right, I'll tell you where you can catch me for a great cause. I'll tell you what the cause is, too. It's all coming.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertaining on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So tonight, Manny, you're going to be making pizza?
I hope to be making pizza, among other things, at Lorenzo's Pizzeria in Valentine. And it's all for a great cause. I want to bring my buddy Steve in, who sucked me into this whole thing, by the way. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Here's Steve, the owner of Lorenzo's, who came on the air this summer after I had a complaint about DoorDash. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steve's like, yeah, the Dashers are nuts.
God. That was amazing. I started in the car, heard you talking about it. I said, oh, my God, that's our place. I didn't even know that was you that ordered it.
And then Steve and I, consequently, are Jet fans. We went to the Jet-Panther game together and left very disappointed that day. And,
oh, God.
Yeah,
that was a great experience, Manny. First time I've ever been. I tell my kids all the time,
They're like, yeah, Dad, let's go to this game, go to that game. I'm like, you know what? The first time I've ever been to these games is with you guys. I'm 50 years old.
They were mad that I took him, the kids. But Dad got to go. And Dad owns and runs Lorenzo's Pizza. And tonight we're doing something really cool. Steve and his awesome wife, Denise, have asked me to be part of something you were part of before, Roy, that is men wearing bras.
Yeah, it's all to benefit Carolina's Breast Friends. And you go out and you wear these bras and you walk a runway and people donate money, and it's a whole it's a big thing.
So Steve and I figured we would team up together to help raise money for our own personal funds to donate to the Carolina Breast Friends by doing a night tonight at his pizza place in Valentine. What's going on tonight? How can people help us out, bud?
Yeah, just come down and all you gotta do is come down and eat. If it's ever a good time to take a break in your diet, it'd be for today's course.
I will be pushing the pause button on my diet today.
So how can people, are people going to donate on a receipt, or is portion of the proceeds going? Like, how's it working?
Yeah, we're going to give a portion of the proceeds from the whole entire day. So it's not, you know, we tell people come from 4 to closing, but we do it. It's just like we do with the schools and stuff like that. We run a school day. You know, they're told to come from 4 to close, but we give a part of the proceeds from the entire day down. So you just come, you pay your receipt like you normally do, and at the end of the night when we do the books, you know, 20% of that money is going to go to the Carolina Breast Friends.
That's awesome. So I'm saying it now. If you are in the Ballantyne, take the trek down to the Ballantyne area, please do so. I'll be at Lorenzo's Pizza tonight. Hanging out with Steve.
But Steve, Manny doesn't have to make pizzas, right?
I want Steve.
I tell you what, Manny. You can make the pizzas there, but then the next morning I got to come on the radio show for you and sit with Lorenz.
Oh, so if I make a review. No. He's saying if I make the pizza tonight, then Steve wants to switch and sit in my seat tomorrow.
Oh. He's doing his job. He wants to do his.
That's it. Let's do it.
Steve, I don't want you in here unless you're bringing pizza, bud.
I got no problem. Manny, I also want to give a shout-out to, you know, this is me and you going to be walking down the, we're getting led around, but the people that are behind the scenes in this whole situation, Celia Smart, I mean, there's a ton of work that goes in to what is about to happen on October 16th. And, you know, it's people like that that really.
Yeah, Celia's, you know, amazing.
Really, it's really, you know, really keeps the train going.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people behind the scenes that never get mentioned, that never get looked
at. You're 100% right. You know, when I did it, of course, Celia was amazing in organizing. And then there was even people back there to do hair and makeup. And they team you up with
Steve,
the designer.
Steve doesn't need help with that. Steve doesn't have hair.
There's so many arms in this, you know, there's so many moving arms. And, you know, you only get to see one part of it, you know. But they're really the people that make this whole entire thing work.
That's great, but let's talk more about me and me being at your pizza place tonight.
You're not making pizzas.
Whoever wants to come in and have Manny make their pizza, that's it. Manny's making
There you
pizza.
Go. And I'll help out with the wings. And Steve's got so much good food. Lorenzo's Pizza.
Coming to eat.
All right, good. Come out tonight.
They just have to sign a disclaimer that they will not put an internet review out on them.
It's some of my favorite pizza, honestly. Even before I became friendly with Steve, I loved Lorenzo's Pizza. And we're out there tonight for Carolina's Breast Friends. So come out, and like portions of all the proceeds from tonight, like Steve said, are going to go to, or a good portion of the whole night is going to go to Carolina's Breast Friends.
20%, bud.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep,
20%. So thanks, Steve. I'll see you later, bud.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. All right. Have a good day.
See you too.
I got a gift for Steve, too, by the way.
So why are you not correcting him?
Why? What did he say?
He calls you Manny.
Because I feel like, you know how some people in the South also say that? For him to say Manny, I think, is difficult, the way he has his accent. I understand that sometimes.
You correct everyone else, but your buddy Steve with the pizzas, you don't want to correct him.
Well, I work with you two. I'm going to correct you guys.
Listen,
if you say
Manny.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, we love doing this. DM drama. You guys can send us the stuff that's going on in your life, and we'll try to help you figure it all out. Well, Jessica.
Better to you than us.
That's true. Jessica sent us a message, and she says, "Hey, guys. I'm a single mom with a 21-year-old son who recently told me that he is in love, and I couldn't have been happier for him. Until he brought her home to meet me. And wow. That's when things got a little confusing. So she's very pretty and she's very nice. But when I asked her what she was going to school for, she told me that she dropped out of school last year because she's now a professional influencer. Now,
wait, she dropped out of school to become a professional influencer?
That's what she told the mom.
Influencer of what?
I would assume a social media influencer.
But of what?
Shop my look.
That stuff? Of what?
Right. Like, are you a mommy? Well, I guess you wouldn't be a mommy blogger, but
fashion, travel.
Yeah.
What are you influencing?
Okay, hold on. Let's get to the end of it. Maybe okay. She'll tell us. Right. She says, I'm not that old where I don't know what an influencer is, but I don't consider it a profession. My son thinks it's great and helps her take pictures sometimes. So I would assume fashion.
Yeah.
He told me that she makes a small living as an influencer, but didn't actually give me a dollar amount. She's 20 years old and lives with her parents, so I'm guessing it's not a ton. My son is a hard worker, and he has a good job in the electrician union, and he's got stability. I'm afraid that she sees that and feels like she can try to make a living basically doing as little as possible.
Oh, that's a mom being overly cautious
yeah,
of a child.
I don't buy that. I don't think that's what's going on.
She finishes it off by saying, am I off with this and acting my age, or is an influencer job just a bit of a crock?
Yes and no.
I agree.
So, I don't think it's a real job unless it's actually generating revenue and it is a job. But I also don't think the girl's trying to take advantage of her son who's in a union or whatever.
He's an electrician. If anything, this woman wants him to help with his lighting in his place so that her influencing videos look good.
Yeah, I think it is. It's like YouTubers, right? It's like a lot of people have the hobby of being a YouTuber, but there are very few people who actually can make good money on it.
It's like this job. It's like radio. Yeah. There's tons of people that do radio, and then there's tons of people that do radio really well and can make a living at it. Same with podcasting. Yeah. And mm-hmm. So it's a different level. You're right. I think she needs to ask,
what are you going to do until you become big as an influencer?
And I will say, I don't think that she's trying to do, quote unquote, as little as possible, because it is, I have a fashion and lifestyle mommy blog on the side, and it's just a hobby for me, but it is so, it is hard work to run it too. Mm. It's not like you're just doing nothing.
I know. I got annoyed with Nicole and Loren this weekend.
Why?
Because they posted really good videos, and I'm like, well, where's the little work ethic around here for good videos? I don't see anyone hopping up to make cocktails in the studio. I didn't see any of that.
Right. Everybody was good, busy with their social media over the weekend, but nobody's pitching those ideas in the MRL show meetings.
How many cocktails in here?
I mean, I don't know what to tell the mom other than, this influencer's 20, okay? Mm-hmm. If she makes a living at it, then she'll be okay. But if she doesn't, she's going to have to find a real job.
But I also get what the mom is saying, because she's like, well, she lives at home with her family. Like, making a quote-unquote living on it could just be, could she quote-unquote make a living on it if she was on her own? Or is she just making a living on it because she's living at her parents' house?
See, that's what 910 just texted in. She's like, this girl's 20. Can we give her a break? No one has all the answers at 20.
True.
I agree with you. But the problem is that the older generation of people never went to school with someone when we were in our 20s that knew someone that was going to become an influencer. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to have a career.
It didn't exist then either.
Right. Like, your career might have been acting or modeling, and mm-hmm. those are a little abnormal. And you'd be like, well, good luck. But now there's something called influencing, and there's also something called YouTubers, and there's also something called gamers, and
streamers,
all these people make a ton of money doing this stuff.
Well, and I know someone who started out live streaming their video games on Twitch, and they literally did it around their work schedule. And then there came a point where they made enough money where I think it was they had at least 6 months of rent mm-hmm. in the bank. And they're like, it seems to be going well. Quit their job. Then started making a lot more video game content. And now that's all they do. And that is a job to me. I'm like, yes, they have an audience. They've established themselves. They've worked very hard. Yes. So, but they have to work up to that. That girl's just, that's what she's doing. She's trying to build it.
And even if it just stays a hobby for her, like maybe it's something that makes her happy, maybe she will have to get a real job.
Right. 28 says, what's putting me off, I'm a 25-year-old, is the fact that she dropped out of school to become an influencer.
Yeah.
At 20, she only has 1 year left, so why quit?
That is.
Maybe she is busy making bank on it then.
That is tough, but like also there. I don't mean this to sound negative, but there's a dime a dozen for people who think that they can be influencers.
Yeah,
too.
Sure.
So.
Well, but same thing as radio. I dropped out of college to go do radio.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it just it wasn't smart.
Right.
It's just I regret it.
You dropped out of community college. It happens.
It's still regretful. Community college dropout.
After 9, just on the other side of this this hour here, let's talk about your parents not liking the person you brought home, because I bet you there's some good stories there.
Yeah.
We'll get into it next.
MRL! Hey! Listen to you every morning.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
MRL!
Who'd you bring home and mom and dad weren't thrilled about it?
Every boyfriend I ever dated.
Did any of them have anything decent going on in their lives that your parents didn't see? You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about this because we just got a DM from somebody who said, you know, help, my son said he's in love with someone. And then she's an older mom and she freaked out because she found out this person that her son's in love with is a 20-year-old, quote-unquote, influencer. And she's like, is that really a job? So she's not thrilled about that. But I remember when I went to prom with my high school sweetheart, my sweetheart's dad, who's from Portugal and spoke really bad English, like just, you know, spoke Portuguese at work and spoke Portuguese around his house. So he, in broken English, he was like, what are you going to do for a living, you know? And I was like, I want to be a landscaper. And where I grew up, like, you went to college and you then he worked in New York City. Like, that was just kind of what it was. Like, the landscaper was kind of the outcast job. And he was like, oh, and then my girlfriend at the time was like, why'd you tell him that? You should have said you want to get into, like, show business because you also want to get into radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I thought the landscaper was better. I'll own my own company one day, and I can help mow his yard and put shrubs in. So you know what I mean? Like,
true to that.
704 says, I'm literally dealing with my stepdad not liking my boyfriend right now. My boyfriend isn't the father of my son, but, you know, stepped up and treats me like his own and takes care of us. It's hard, but we want to hear from you guys. 704-570-9595. Who did you bring home to mom and dad, and why weren't they happy about it?
704-570-9595.
I mean, besides you, Loren, just bringing a boy home that your dad didn't like,
mm-hmm.
Was there anybody in particular that stands out to you? Who, like, your dad's like, I don't care who it is, it's just not him.
No, I honestly, my dad literally just hated everybody. And I wonder, I always wonder this, because I met Dallas like a year and a half or a year after my dad had passed away. And I really, really wonder how my dad would have reacted to him.
And your best guess is what? Would he have found something that bothers him?
He probably would have given him a hard time at first.
Sure.
Regardless.
Right. About what, his hair color?
Maybe.
Dallas, you're younger than me, but your
yeah.
hair is way grayer than mine. I almost had your dad with a thick Italian accent.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
He didn't.
He spoke without an accent.
Nope.
You know, my parents didn't. I don't think my parents liked anyone that my sister brought home either. I do remember one guy really tried to, like, be nice to me. You know, that move to get in good with the girl.
Slugger.
Yeah.
How about some gummy bears?
Yeah.
It's not a bad move.
It wasn't a bad move. He like, tried to be really good to me.
Is that the guy who backed into the telephone pole?
That was my brother-in-law.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The guy she married.
That's the guy she married. Is the guy who wrecked in the driveway. And as my dad and his buddy, you know, hackled him.
Hackled
him. Yackled.
Yackled?
I don't know. Hackled?
Heckled.
Heckled.
We just made up a word. It's cool.
Yackled. Yeah. Yacked at him and heckled him. Yackled. And then your mom, and your dad went on the first date with her. What a family.
We did. And he spilled Sprite all over me.
He was nervous, clearly.
My parents were so strict with my sister.
839 says, my mom didn't like my boyfriend because he was too good looking. She said, good looking men are too good to be true. And she was right, because he turned out to be married for 3 years while we dated for 1 year.
Wow. Mama knows best.
704 says, my dad thought that my now husband was going to dump me when he joined the military. We stayed together through it all. Boot camp deployment, still together.
Good.
There's a good, honest military man.
All right. Let's have a conversation with Brianna in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Your parents didn't like your partner?
No, not at all. Not at first.
Why is that?
We met a week out of prison, and then we got pregnant and had our daughter, but I had her when he went back to prison for 4 years.
Were you both in prison?
No, he was.
Got it.
Oh,
yeah, he was a bad boy, and they did not like him at all. He just, you know, didn't have anything going for him for a while, and then he got out, and he's 3 years fresh out and doing great, and we got married. So they love him now.
okay, so so they didn't like the fact you brought a felon. You said he went back to jail. What'd he do?
He stole scrap metal.
Oh, what a badass! I'm gonna run with this guy.
He's been in prison for 4 years. Like
4 years for scrap metal.
4 years.
Well, the scrap metal happened to be a sheriff's car, but you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it was actually just a shutdown factory from the 70s.
What was that? Our criminal justice system's weird.
Right. If we could just back up for a minute, I do have to say.
I'm like okay with what he did.
Listen, it's not a 4-year prison sentence. I think we can all agree with that. Brianna, I just have to back up for a second because I can imagine how nervous you were to tell mom and dad about your new guy. And they're like, well, tell us a little bit about him. You know, do you see him often?
Like
once a week, you know, and I get fully strip searched before I have to meet him. You know, that conversation had to be hard for you.
Yeah, it was 1 week visit, like once a week, in person at least. But yeah, full maximum security check throughs. I had our daughter about 4 months after he went inside.
Oh.
And then we went every week till he got out. And then when he got out, we got married.
The parents were concerned because they asked him, hey, how'd you get that tattoo? And he's like, well, Barry had a blue pin.
Yeah, Barry.
He's covered head to toe in tattoos.
Nice, Brianna. Well, we're happy to hear that, you know, he's out and he's doing well and you guys are happy.
Yes, we definitely are.
All right. Thank you. Wow. Mom, Dad, I want you to meet somebody. He's in jail. You'll have to come with me and talk through the phone, but I want you to meet him.
I wonder.
Hard conversation.
It is a really hard conversation, but I wonder, is that a first time you meet him conversation? Or do you like what? Like, I think I wouldn't tell my dad that right up front. I'd wait until he liked him and then tell him.
She couldn't wait 4 years for him to get out.
That's true.
I would lie. I'd be like, he's on a Peace Corps mission in Zimbabwe, and he's building a school. He'll be back in 4 years.
Honey, she's talking about her invisible boyfriend again. I think we need to get her help.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, what's going on in Hollywood?
So, how mad do you think Anderson Cooper's son Wyatt is going to be when he finds out that he's not getting an inheritance either?
Oh my gosh.
He's taking, Anderson Cooper is taking a note from his late mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, and not leaving an inheritance.
The whole point. Isn't that the whole point? You give it out to your kids?
My dad tells me I can take it now if I want it. He's like, you can get it now or you can get it when you're dead. That's a good dad right there.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like that is the whole point. Like, I work so hard to make sure that I can make sure that my sons are okay when I'm gone.
Right, right.
And I feel like this kid's already going to be growing up with, how do I say this? He's already growing up kind of rich. And he's already going to be treated differently.
Well, you know what it is.
So they're going to set him up for failure if they don't give him some money, right?
Anderson wants to set him up for the best thing, you know, set him up so that he can be his own man and not rely on it. So it's his job to parent and to get that set up for him.
Isn't there a way, like, and I don't know the answer to this, but isn't there a way that he can hide the money in case his son, like, really needs it?
Yeah, in your bank account.
Trust.
He can hide it in your hidden bank account that you have from
your
husband.
Is that what it would be, a trust?
I don't know. I'm not a financial person. You think I'm going to have any money for my kids when I go? I had the news to my house yesterday, and I just live in a small little ranch, and I told the news because they were filming us, and I said, hey, listen, if you wanted to talk to a local celebrity that lives in a mansion. You should have went to Loren's house. Because this is just a small little...
All right, moving on.
By the way, we're currently live on our Instagram at the MRL show on Insta. You can go see the three of us. We're all kind of on there talking. We haven't been live on any social media in a long time.
That's true. So. All right, so Roy, I saw you listening to this a little bit ago, so I want your take on it. But Billie Eilish called out her security at the Governor's Ball. And she, like, stopped them, and she was like, hey, why aren't you guys paying attention? Like, for real, hello, you had one job.
Yeah, I think someone in the audience passed out, and she didn't, the security didn't do anything.
Should have had the Hell's Angels there.
Wait, that's a joke about Rolling Stones.
Something that we found out today, we had no idea that apparently the Hell's Angels, this bike gang, was security for the Rolling Stones in like the late 60s in Berkeley, California, and all hell broke loose. And it's like, yeah, what did you expect?
Didn't you guys see something that they did it for like $500 in beer money? Yeah. Like that was it?
Yes.
$500 worth of beer to go be their security.
That's crazy. Anyway, Nicolas Cage got kicked out of a bar in Las Vegas. They thought he was a homeless man.
Oh.
He had like these leopard, there's video of it. There's the like these leopard pants that he has on. He doesn't have his shoes on. He's lounging on the couch like he like lives there.
That's the most Nicolas Cage thing ever.
The lady comes over and she gives him his shoes and she's like, hey, you gotta go. And he like, he's so drunk he can't even get his shoes on.
You know, I heard that Nicolas Cage...
Lorenz old au pair just joined in.
Oh, hey!
Hey, Elena.
Hey,
hi.
Elena. Elena's watching our Instagram live. If you want to watch us, you can go to at the MRL show. I heard that Nicolas Cage is very eccentric and, like, buys movie props.
Super eccentric guy.
Like, he buys, like, his house is just filled with a bunch of weird crap when you walk through it.
He married Elvis's daughter for a little while.
Yeah, I think he
just did that just for the memorabilia.
Yeah, he wanted just to live in Graceland. He's that eccentric. All right, anything
maybe.
Else?
No, but if you want to see the video of Nicolas Cage getting kicked out of the bar, you can head to kiss951.com.
All right. We got to give a birthday shout out to Cecilia. 704 says, love the show. I was wondering if you could give a birthday shout out to Cecilia.
Happy birthday, Cecilia.
And then 601 said, I'm in Gaffney and I'm going to come out and see Maney tonight. Lorenzo's Pizza in Ballantyne. If you don't know exactly where it is, Lorenzo's Pizza is off of like Audrey Kell.
I want you to have a really fake Italian accent.
Hey, come on in. That's a pizza pie. Now it's the main.
Welcome on to the Lorenzo's.
Lorenzo.
Hey, you wanted a pizza? Who wanted a pizza? You wanted a pizza? Hey, I'm making a pizza ball too.
Macaroni pie with the gravy. Come on.
It's madness. All for Carolina's breast friends to fight breast cancer, which my mom is battling. So I'm excited to be out there tonight. Come out, get pizza. 20% of the proceeds will go to Carolina's breast friends to help the fight.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.